on?
Yeah, always. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And if we don't have a pot, we'll make one right quick.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Rico, thanks, man. You have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You keep your chin up, Kevin, and your listeners. You keep your chin up and gird yourself up for battle, because we're just getting started with what's going to come.
I love it. Rico, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation, a regular Friday guest on our show, and it's always good to talk to him. In fact, he always fires me up, believe it or not. Even when I'm down in the dumps, he'll call me and say, "Hey, gird your loins." I'm like, "What? Say what?" Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, the president spoke out last night. A statement on the Capitol Hill breach. And by the way, I was uplifted by it. I really honestly was. I thought it was absolutely amazing. Also coming up in our next half hour, Sean Hannity, how should we respond to the Capitol breach? You know, a lot of people really down in the dumps about this thing. But Sean Hannity has some good ideas. We'll let you hear that and a whole lot more coming up. Coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, a little bit after 4:30 as we check out the traffic cams, and there is a bad crash. It's Interstate 15 northbound to go US 95. The HOV lane is blocked, and so is the freeway for the most part. Do expect delays. It's a legitimate traffic jam on Interstate 15 northbound between the Spaghetti Bowl all the way back to Hacienda. That's on the 15 north side. Also, do look for some heavy volumes, 15 south at Russell, on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, 215 eastbound at Eastern. You'll touch the brakes as you try to work through there. Some heavy congestion, too, on the Northern Beltway. That is the 215, and that is at Tenaya.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by The Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Tonight, the Warriors at home against the Lakers at 7. Steph Curry averaging 29.6 points per game. Paul George leading the Clippers, averaging 24.6. Also at 7, the Lakers at home against the Bulls, and the Kings will host the Raptors. Former Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda has passed away at the age of 93. He reportedly suffered a sudden cardiopulmonary arrest Thursday night at his home and died at the hospital. Lasorda managed the Dodgers from 1976 to 1996, winning 2 World Series titles and 4 NL pennants. The NCAA announced its health and safety protocols for the 2020 men's basketball tournament Wednesday. All Tier 1 travel party participants will have to show 7 consecutive negative COVID tests before arriving in Indianapolis, where most of the tournament will be played. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by The Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Starting route. Your destination is 0.1 miles away.
If you drive less than
500 feet, turn left. You have arrived at your destination.
If you drive less than 25 miles a day, you could be paying less every day with pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate. You get the same reliable coverage and hands-on expertise you'd expect from Allstate, but now at a price that's tailored to the miles you drive.
Call your local Allstate agent and start paying what's right for you. Pricing varies based on how you buy, driving behaviors, and includes a daily rate, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates.
Even putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 5 o'clock, Mark Hutchison, the attorney of record at Hutchison Stephan, the former Nevada lieutenant governor and the attorney for Stavros Anthony. They have just filed their opening brief in the state Supreme Court case involving the Clark County Commission race that is like razor thin, like 15 vote margin, something like that, 15 votes. We'll talk with Mark Hutchison about that and where that stands and what is it like arguing in front of the highest court in the land. That's what he's going to be doing. I promised I'll let you hear from the president. This was his statement, the full statement. You've seen 7-second clips from it. I want you to hear the whole thing, though. This is the president last night, a statement on the Capitol breach. This is cut two, by the way. And this is the president of the United States.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election, and emotions are high. But now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Masterful as always. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. In fact, I'm going there for dinner tonight. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'll see you tonight at Ichabod's Lounge. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Mark Hutchison, Sean Hannity, on how we should respond to the Capitol breach. And in fact, before we go to break, I want to see if I can squeeze this in. This is Sean Hannity last night. Absolutely brilliant on how we should respond to the Capitol breach. Here it is.
We must determine what went wrong at the U.S. Capitol. That is our top priority. Capitol Police Chief has now officially resigned. The House Sergeant at Arms has also stepped down. Still, Americans, they demand answers, rightly so. What we all witnessed yesterday inside the Capitol building, that could never, ever, ever, ever happen again in this country. That building belongs to we the people. This is our house, and it was breached, and it was breached within minutes with relative ease. The Capitol Police, it's inexplicable. They knew that hundreds of thousands of Americans had, in fact, descended upon Washington yesterday. They knew what their plan was, to march from the Washington Monument to the Capitol. And guess what? They knew Congress would be in session. We've got to protect all elected officials, and that they'd be conducting important business. They knew the vice president would be there. 99% of those that attended the rally and remained outside the Capitol building, as we pointed out last night, we told you, if you have any desire to understand who they are and why they're there, we spelled it out in great detail last night. Good, hardworking, honest people work hard, play by the rules, pay their taxes, obey the laws, raise their kids. And still, the Capitol Police were totally unprepared for the 1%, the agitators, who had ulterior motives. Now, this transcends all politics. We do live in a post-9/11 world. This kind of security breach at our nation's capital, where the people's house, where elected representatives and innocent people are, is beyond shocking, and it is completely unacceptable. And guess what? Every one of America's enemies witnessed this massive vulnerability. I was shocked. I couldn't believe within two minutes, they were in. Now, they see our Capitol building is wide open. What if Al-Qaeda, what if ISIS terrorists were among those that breached that building yesterday? That is a nightmare scenario. Now, here's what needs to happen. Number one, we need a full, transparent investigation into what went wrong and who screwed up. Number two, those that did break the law, riot, breach the building, they've got to be arrested and prosecuted. Committed vandalism, them too. Number three, we need to make a plan. This can never happen again. And we need to make that plan fast. We need a short-term plan, and we need a long-term plan.
I'm just going to tell you, I firmly believe that we will do that. And I don't think it'll be a whitewash. I honestly believe that there will be an investigation, hopefully bipartisan, even an independent investigation with somebody, you know, kind of like the Warren Commission. Relative to the Kennedy assassination. I really hope that we have something like that. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, the issue of pardoning. The president has 12 days to issue pardons for himself and his family. Will he do it, and can he do it? Pat Leahy, a senator from Vermont, a Democrat, was on with John King on CNN this afternoon and talked about that. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, keep your distance, adhering to the regulations, and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Love you.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Learn how you can help first responders in your community by texting BRAVE to 24365.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's the Friday edition of Live and Local. Man, oh man, what a bizarre week it's been, and we're not done. We are told that by Monday there may be on the floor of the House of Representatives articles of impeachment against the president. Now a lot's been said about whether or not the president will pardon himself, his family, Rudy Giuliani, and others. It'll probably come late on a Friday afternoon, maybe today. Who knows? And before there are articles of impeachment, I would imagine the president would want to get these pardons in and get them on the books. But Pat Leahy is a Democrat liberal from Vermont and was on with John King this morning on CNN, or this afternoon, I should say. And the difference of opinion on Trump pardoning himself. It's one thing to pardon his family and his friends and his close associates. It's another thing to do this for himself. This is cut number three. This is Pat Leahy, the senator from Vermont. He's a Democrat.
You're a former chairman of the Judiciary Committee. You have a lot of experience. As you mentioned, you're a former prosecutor yourself. In your view, this is an unanswered, it's an unresolved constitutional question. Can the President of the United States pardon himself?
It depends. There's a strong question that he cannot. But I'll tell you one thing. If the if it's a non-federal crime, if it's a state crime, if he's prosecuted by state authorities, then, of course, he cannot pardon that. He faces a lot of danger in New York already on tax matters and so forth. But on this, it can also be a question, when is the charge brought? Is the charge brought on January 21st? Then he'd have no power to pardon himself. It's not even an open question anymore whether it was a federal or state crime. The fact is he did commit a crime. The fact is he did incite riots. And the people who were there, I'm amazed that so few have been arrested. I'm hoping that with the pictures they have, them, more will be arrested. They should be prosecuted. And virtually every senator I talked with, Republicans or Democrats, who have been former prosecutors, as I have, they all agree they should be prosecuted. They get very quiet, some of them, when I say, yeah, but what about the president?
Yeah. Anyway, I want to switch gears just real quick. Because we've been talking so much politics, and all of it is so incredibly negative. I want you to hear from Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She's a Fox News contributor. She's a physician. And one of the questions that all of us have is, we have all this vaccine. We were supposedly going to get 164,000 doses. We got far less than that. And why only 28% of COVID-19 doses are going into arms? The rest are in storage somewhere. This was earlier today on Fox News, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. This is cut number 5. Go.
It's not actually that hospitals are necessarily wanting to administer the doses to the non-patient-facing employees, but they are being restricted by the state by saying they are not allowed to give it to their high-risk patients that maybe they see on an outpatient basis. They are saying it has to be hospital employees. They have really placed restrictions on them, and you're absolutely right. Once that vaccine leaves the freezer, it has a shelf life of about 30 days, and at that point, they have to throw it away. So, if we get more millions and millions of doses, and it's not getting into the arms of Americans, they're going to start throwing away doses, and that is going to be a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me ask you this, Dr. Sapphire. Let's say that a medical facility has a bunch of first-round doses of Pfizer, and that's what gets shipped. Later on, if they get Moderna for some reason, will those vaccines be compatible?
Well, isn't that a great question, Kennedy? And I wish I had the answer for you. In theory, maybe it would work, seeing as they're basically made of the same things. The only main difference is the outer lipid layer. However, we have no idea if they would actually complement each other. So it is not recommended that you go from one brand to the next. It is recommended that if you get Pfizer or Moderna, that you stick with that for the second dose. Because again, if we're following the science says you have to have two of the same. And so therefore, we should not be mixing and matching, because we may be just throwing science away.
I'm dumbfounded. We've got all this vaccine out there, and yet only 28% is going into the arms of Americans. That makes no sense at all. More to come as we continue on this Friday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
As we inch closer to a Biden administration, conservatives are going to have to stop squabbling and unify in order to put up a great resistance. We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, Monday morning, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas at A-Plus Automotive. Get your repairs done today and pay later at our two locations, 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive repairs today, pay later.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Heidi Harris.
As we inch closer to a Biden administration, conservatives are going to have to stop squabbling and unify in order to put up a great resistance. We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, this morning from 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Alex Trebek's final Jeopardy episode aired tonight or perhaps this afternoon. I'm not sure when it's on here in Vegas, but it's the final for the late, great Alex Trebek. And by the way, the passing of another icon, Tommy Lasorda, longtime Dodger manager. I think I only met him once. But it was a great experience. I was hosting the Olympics for Westwood One from Sydney, Australia. And, you know, you go over there and you spend 35 days, whatever it is, and the Olympics are like 17 days. But it was baseball competition, and the U.S. won the baseball competition, and they won the gold medal. And we were doing a morning show, like about an 8 o'clock in the morning until noon show all across America. And it was fascinating. The baseball team had won the gold medal the night before. They partied into the night. And Tommy rolls through the door at like 9 a.m., hadn't shaved, was probably in the same clothes he wore last night. And he looked just like hung out to dry. I mean, he looked really bad. But you know what? He was a trooper, and he came out, and he did all the media, and he came out and was on our show. And I'll always remember that. He was really nice to me and nice to my co-host and the late John Todges, and he was just really special. Now, some say he's gruff and all, and yeah, maybe he has a rough edge to him. But I got to tell you, I thought he was absolutely wonderful, and we had him in studio for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes talking about the gold medal games and all of that stuff. It was really a cool experience. So, dead at the age of 93, Tommy Lasorda. He'll be, my guess is he'll be buried in Dodger blue. I just got to imagine. Stay where you are. Coming up, what is the status of Stavros Anthony's bid to get a new election? A revote, if you will, in the Clark County race against Ross Miller. Well, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.